have Congressman Bill Owens on the phone with us, Democrat from Plattsburgh. He's now running in a district which covers all of northern New York. I think they call it the Adirondack District, and it includes all of Fulton County. I think we discussed this before, Congressman Owens. It's bigger than some nations, is it not, this congressional
district? It is. It's bigger than Israel, bigger than Taiwan, and it is the second largest district east of the Mississippi.
All right. Now, several things I'd like to bring up with you today. Some of it, right out of the news. In fact, something that I didn't know about till this morning, so I didn't have time to alert your staff. Apparently, a new big poll is out. I believe it's New York Times, but in any event, it's even Steven between President Obama and Mitt Romney. Are you concerned about that?
No, I'm not. I think that you'll see the dial move many times between now and November. A lot of factors that go into these kinds of things. As a general rule, we ignore the polls because the only one that counts is on Election Day.
There's been a scandal, in fact, several things. You know, it does seem that the Obama administration is in this period, things that are happening that you really can't blame the president, but maybe you can blame the president. I mean, there are things happening here, there, and everywhere. We have another Afghan picture that the Pentagon didn't want to get out. And we've got the Secret Service cavorting with prostitutes, allegedly, in Colombia.
Well, I think every administration has faced these kinds of issues in one way or another. We can, I think, recite them going back as far as my memory will take me. Every administration has faced this. You have people who are in place for many, many years, sometimes from prior administrations, sometimes not, just long-time employees. And, in an entity of this size, you're going to have issues like that from time to time. I mean, if you looked at virtually any corporation, those things happen. How many, CEOs have been caught up in scandals of one type or another, accounting scandals, sexual harassment scandals. It's an unfortunate aspect of human nature.
Well, I apologize if I keep leading into the national scene, but I do think it affects the local races. Just one more thought. CBS has done an extensive interview with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and they're running excerpts of it. And, of course, we're kind of getting an idea of the Republican take on why the electorate should keep them, the Republicans in control of the House and elect a Republican president. And he's basically saying the president hasn't been cooperative the past couple of years, that he's been in campaign mode, and that the president, with his plan to tax wealthier Americans, the so-called Buffett rule, is trying to divide the country. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think given the fact that the Buffett rule would affect really very, very few people, in actuality, I think it's something like 400,000 people nationwide. It hardly seems like a divisive factor when we're a nation of 350 million odd people. It's a significant number, less than 1%. So I don't think that's the case. I also think if you look at the polling, if we're going to focus on that, 60% or more of Americans believe that there needs to be some more fairness in the tax system. And I can tell you, I have conversations all the time with people who are Democrats and Republicans who tell me that, they're very concerned about the fact that people who aren't working are paying a lesser income tax rate than they are in many cases, who are out there working every day. I think that this is a reasonable approach. Do I think it is a panacea? Absolutely not, but it's reasonable, and almost everything we do has to be really measured upon whether or not it's reasonable. I've said for a long time and that I think we have to do substantial cutting to the federal budget. But we also have to have increased revenue if we're going to eliminate this deficit and begin to pay down the debt. You got to do both things, and if you go back to the Clinton years, which I think is the best measure, if you look at the jobs created during the Clinton administration, when the tax rates that we're talking about going back to were in effect, we created 22 million jobs. The economy was absolutely booming. You know, in the Bush years, in Bush 2, the jobs began to decline. And it's pretty clear to me that the tax rates really had no impact on that. Now, that being said, I am wholly in favor of targeted tax cuts. What I mean by that is tax cuts that focus on job creation so that you, as a small business, would get a tax cut either in a rate or a credit or a deduction for putting people back to work. But unspecified or untargeted tax cuts, in my mind, generally don't work.
We're on the line with Congressman Bill Owens. His district now includes, or the district he's running in includes, Fulton County. You made a Fulton County trip, I think, since the last we spoke, which was a couple of weeks ago. What'd you find out?
Well, I had a great series of visits. I went over to the Workforce Investment Board and had a great chat with folks there about the issue of jobs, which continues to be, since 2009 when I first ran, the top priority and top issue of the people that I talk to. And, you know, my experience goes back to 1985 when I, along with a group of other folks, began to go to Canada to recruit companies down into our community to set up shop. So it's something that I do all the time because I think it's so important. I just tell you a little story, but I was on a plane about a month ago now. Got up, gentleman saw my lapel pin, which has an American and Canadian flag, and he asked me if I was with the embassy. Didn't specify which one. And I said, no, I'm a member of Congress. He said, well, I'm interested. He said he was a Canadian. He said, I'm interested in doing business. I gave him my card, and I said, call me, and I'll get you to the right people. Wherever you want to locate in the district, I'll get you to the right people to get that done. So I believe in really focusing on-the-ground activity. We then went on to the Chamber of Commerce, had a great visit at the Chamber. We had a good discussion with a good cross-section of folks there who are all small business owners. They understand my long-time connection with the Clinton County, what's now known as the North Country Chamber of Commerce, where I was very involved in a wide variety of activities of that chamber. So a lot of things in common with folks, and I think that we just had a very, very good visit.
Mm. Now, Fulton County, and if, I hope the people there will forgive me for making generalizations. I mean, it has its, and just speaking economically, it has its bright spots, but it certainly has its bleak picture, you know, especially the cities, and especially Gloversville, have, you know, very high poverty rate. What can be done to help places like that?
Well, the first thing that has to happen is, and it already is happening in your communities, you have a very strong economic development team. You have a strong educational team. You know, I had a good chat with the president of Fulton Montgomery Community College, you know, who's interconnected with the Workforce Investment Board. Train people for the jobs that are available. And that's one of the things we really have to focus on. In my old district, there were 3,200 unfilled jobs. 3,200 unfilled jobs. In the United States, it's about 3.4 million unfilled jobs. You know, if you fill those jobs, you dramatically reduce the unemployment rate. And so what we need to do is focus on those areas and those industries and those businesses that need people, figure out exactly what they need, and then determine whether that's going to be something that's done by business, by local government, state government, or the federal government. But in the best of all worlds, we'd all participate together in getting those people trained. Because as you fill those jobs, you create others.
In our news today, we're carrying a story that has to do with Paul Tonko's race. And they're already, you know, talking politics. So I guess everybody's talking politics. But for he and his Republican opponent, apparently vying for a third-party endorsement. Is it getting hot and heavy already in your district?
Well, you know, it doesn't appear that way to me. You know, we're just going about doing our job. We're continuing to represent the current 23rd, and we're reaching out to the new people in the 21st, like we did in Fulton County about a week and a half ago now, and to others in the new district, and we're going to continue to work very hard to cover this rather large district, 16,000 square miles.
Well, Congressman Bill Owens, Democrat from Plattsburgh, his district, or the district he's seeking to represent, includes all of Fulton County. Thanks very much for joining us today. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.